upon us, singing glory, hallelujah. Sing glory, hallelujah. Sing glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. We praise you, our Lord. Hallelujah, 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 bearing my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful once again for the privilege we have of gathering together in your name this evening. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who emptied himself of the glories of heaven and humbled himself to come to die on the cross for us. And tonight we bow before him and we worship and adore him. And our hearts are filled with gratitude for all of the provisions of Calvary. Would you open our eyes in a new way tonight to see the wonders of the cross, to see all that has been purchased for us there. Would you open our eyes to see the privilege it is to be a child of God, to be a part of this family of God, to know you as our gracious and loving Heavenly Father. We pray that through the power and presence of your Holy Spirit, you would come to each one here tonight. You know just what we are in need of, and you are able and sufficient to meet that need, to speak directly to our hearts. Oh, we pray that you would have your perfect will and way accomplished here among us tonight. Have your way, Lord. We pray for our church families, those that are gathered tonight to worship you. Would you come and would you meet them right where they are? We pray for those that are still on their way to camp in these next days. Lord, would you prepare their hearts? There is something that you desire to accomplish here on these grounds in these days. Would your perfect will and way be accomplished? You do not forsake the work of your hands. And so we come to you and we pray that you would mold us and make us and fill us and use us this night for your glory. Amen. If you would take your hymnal and turn to number 457. 457. And we'll sing together, "In Tenderness He Sought Me."
Thank you. Hallelujah. And would you also take that same hymnal and turn to number 316. It is Well With My Soul. 316.
Lord,
thou too shall be free. His saving power this very hour shall give new life to started with verse 3. Sorry. But you may be seated. We have an exciting tomorrow, I guess you'd say. So let's just start there. Your announcements for tomorrow are this. There is a staff. There are staff devotions at 10 after 7. There's staff breakfast at 7:30 in the cottage dining room. And you all have to be there. And then Brother Paul is going to come and speak to you. And then guests, we are invited to breakfast at 8:45. So, those of you that are waiting for your coffee, you have to wait just a little bit longer. And you come at 8:45. And please bring your Bibles. We'll have table worship tomorrow so we can look into God's Word. And then it's a busy day for those that are preparing for the arrival of our campers. We want to pray, be faithful, to pray for our campers and those that will be on the staff at the start of this period. And so why don't we join our hearts together and pray for the campers that are coming, the cottagers, the villagers. I think I gave warning, but Brother Trevor, you'll be down there, and I know that these young people are on your heart. Would you lead us in prayer, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you for the souls that you are bringing to camp tomorrow. We thank you that you care about each and every one of them.
Lord.
Each one is precious to you, Lord. We thank you for your great love for them, Lord. We trust that you're going to do a wonderful work in their lives, Lord. We pray that you keep them as they travel tomorrow by car or bus, Lord. Watch over them. We pray that you'd prepare their hearts even as they're traveling here, Lord, that their hearts would be open and ready to receive from the Lord, ready to seek the Lord. We pray that you'd draw them to yourself, Lord, mightily.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for a work of the Holy Spirit in each one, Lord, cottager, villager, Lord. We thank you, Lord, you have a divine purpose over each one coming here, Lord. It's an appointment that you've made for them to come, Lord. And so we pray that your will be done in each and every one, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that the blessing and salvation of God would be upon each life, Lord. Your grace upon each life, your touch upon each life, Lord. We thank you for what you are planning to do this period, Lord. We ask that you give the strength necessary to the staff, Lord, who are serving these next 2 weeks also, Lord. We thank you for each staff member, God. We thank you. You have blessings in store for them too, Lord. So, and guests as well, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now we want to pray for those that will be leading the campers. So, if you are working in the village this period, or if you are working in the cottage this period, would you stand so we can see who you are and have a visual of those that we'll be praying for? We're expecting God to do great things among our campers and expecting Him to work through you, that you would be channels of His blessing. Brother Frank, would you lead us in prayer for our counselors, please?
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this work that you have given us in Pilgrim Camp.
Yes, Lord.
Our children are able to come and hear the gospel message. Lord, we are thankful for those who you have called to be the ones who will directly deliver that message to these children. So, Lord, I ask that you will give a special touch to each one of these counselors.
Yes, Lord.
I ask that you will fill them with your spirit. I ask that you will give them wisdom and guidance and grace and strength. Wisdom, Lord, for every conversation that they have, for every situation that arises, that they will be able to handle it in a way that is pleasing to you, that draws attention to you, and that honors you. I pray that you will give help to every one of them, that they will be able to live for those children in such a way that the children will see the example of a Christian man or woman lived out before them.
Yes, Lord.
And they will desire that for themselves, and they will be drawn to you in such a strong way that will be irresistible. So Lord, we just commit these men and women to you. We know that you have called us. We know that you have been preparing them. And Lord, we just look forward to giving you praise and thanks for the wonderful things that you will do for them. And Lord, we ask for your blessing upon them also as they minister. Minister to them, Lord.
Yes,
and I pray as they leave that they will leave change.
Yes,
so that they will be having a greater encounter with you.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
We praise you and we thank you.
Thank you. And now we want to pray for those that are serving on this end of camp. You have quite the ministry to the guests, but also to the campers. And we want to pray that God will use you. And also, it's exhausting. And so we want to pray that God will give you strength and renewed strength as you serve Him. And joy. This afternoon, someone led out in singing, "There's joy in serving Jesus." So we pray that that would be your experience these 2 weeks. So if you are serving the Lord here at camp on, we'll say, this side of camp, so the kitchen staff and those that, actually everyone who works in the palace, and the housekeeping staff, and there's a boat housekeeper, and there's the office, and we have a nurse, groundsman, whoever you are, you know better than I, would you please stand? And we'd like to pray for you as well. And we had someone on the Watch Rocks staff pray for the village and cottage counselors. Brother Gary, would you lead us in prayer for the Watch Rock staff? Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for the young people that are here to serve you and those that are slightly older that are here to serve you. And God, we thank you that their heart, Lord, is that you would be high and lifted up in every area of service here at the camp.
Yes.
And Lord, that through their work, oh God, you would be glorified in the lives of everyone that is on and will come on these grounds. Yes. So Lord, we just appreciate them. We thank you that for some of them, you've been working in their heart all year to be here. For some, it might have been a shorter notice, but they're here nonetheless. Lord, you knew everyone that would be helping this period at the camp. And Lord, we're believing that you're going to do a mighty work,
yes,
not only through them, but in them as well.
Yes.
We pray for your strength. We pray, Lord Jesus, in the services that you would meet them mightily through the devotionals, oh God, through their staff prayer time, through these night services as well, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that by the time this period is over, even though they would have given so much, they would actually be so refreshed. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Perhaps we would sing one more hymn before we look into our Bibles together. If you would take your hymnal and turn to number 333. I believe that's the right one. We'll sing, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. 333. And you might not think it now, but you'll be grateful if you stand for what is to come. So if you would stand, please, and we'll sing together, Jesus, Lover of My Soul.
Jesus, Lover of my soul, led me to thy bosom while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, oh my Savior. Leave me not.
seated.